Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today we're going to take a look at a passage of scripture, but before we do that, I wanted to tell you a little story. You know, ever since my youth, there's been a type of food that I've always kept my distance from. It's readily available at numerous grocery stores, and many people will keep it in their cupboards so they can make a quick sandwich when they don't have the time to cook. It comes in a plastic jar, and younger children will normally take it to school when it's mixed with jelly. Peanut butter is something I avoid at all costs. I really don't want it in my house because it turns my stomach and the smell can make me nauseated. And this reminds me of the Christian life. To avoid something means to keep away from, to keep clear of, or to shun and avoid a person. It is to keep separate or away from others. Scripturally speaking, we're supposed to keep our distance from those who are impenitent. In these wicked days, false Christianity is growing like a cancerous tumor, filled with those who claim to believe in God, but refuse to come into submission to biblical truth. I guarantee that you never want to join up with them, because there's no fear of God before their eyes. 2 Timothy 3:1 says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was." Having some type of close relationship with these types of people is to make yourself an enemy of God. The Lord is going to separate the sheep from the goats, and we must begin that process right now by avoiding those who refuse to repent. You must keep separate from those who are in a state of rebellion against God. This is something that we must do if one claims that God is their father. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them and be a separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." In today's modern form of Christianity, they join hands in fellowship with people who openly reject God's will, found throughout the teachings of the New Testament. The World Council of Churches is one example of some of the most wicked, Christ-rejecting people in the world. Noah separated himself from the world, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Moses separated himself from the world, walking away from all the treasures in Egypt. Abraham kept separate from the world. The Apostle Paul was separated under the gospel of Christ. Lot came out to be separate from Sodom and Gomorrah, which God destroyed, along with his own wife, who loved the wages of sin and attempted to return to its wickedness. God is not mocked, and like Lot's wife, his punishment is going to come quickly upon all the impenitent. Keep separate, separate, separate. When you do, you're going to notice a quiet path in front of you. This is because there are very few people that are on it, and quite different than the masses of people who are on the wide road leading to destruction. Our God is to be greatly feared, because he's going to bring plagues upon the wicked, punishing those who refuse to repent of their sins. It's happening right now as we speak. They'll quickly blame it on natural causes or other events, just as Pharaoh did in the days of Moses. But God will punish the impenitent right up to the day of judgment. This is because of their complete rebellion against the teachings of his most precious and beloved son, Jesus Christ. Repent or perish. You know, if they're going to reject the path of repentance, and what you got to do is walk the other way. We must keep separate and completely avoid those who choose to live each day in darkness. Revelation 18:4 says, "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities." Christians are called to obedience to the teachings of God's holy word, but we are living in some very dark days where many people profess to know God, but deny him by their works. They came to believe in Jesus, but they don't believe in him enough to obey the things that his word teaches, refusing to bring themselves into submission to the gospel of Christ. Just like the devil himself, they claim that they are God, and then cause divisions within the church. This is what the devil does, usurping over everything that is called God. And just like in the Garden of Eden, he continues to lead people astray from the commands of God. He tries to get the sheep of God to believe his lies and teaches contrary doctrines. You got to take note of these people because they aren't Christian at all. They're just frauds, liars, and false brethren. When they choose to justify their own wicked living, we must mark them out and avoid them. Romans 16:17, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience is come abroad on all men. I am glad therefore on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." The devil hates obedience to God and wants people to follow him rather than Christ Jesus. But just as he punished him in the Garden of Eden, God will strike the devil down even today in his fierce vengeance. Luke 21:22, "For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled." Like in the days of Noah, we are in an age of great spiritual wickedness. Masses of people are turning their ears away from the truth, and actually they're defecting from the teachings of Scripture. They're incapable of loving the truth and separating themselves from the world, proving that they love this world of iniquity more than the Lord Jesus. 2 Timothy 4:2, "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." You know, every time I walk through the woods, I keep away from thistles. When I cut down a tree and a huge hornet's nest hits the ground, I keep my distance. When I walk through a grocery store and see peanut butter jars on the shelf, I'll pass right on by and completely avoid them. So let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups. You can get our entire podcast feeds directly along with transcripts at TLKJBC.com. Or I suppose that you can find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to you all. Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.